The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And stuff, and the lockdown continues, but guess what? We're going to do our best to make it fun. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Tyler, work at the board. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Sauer, J-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Scott. Text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when usually nothing good happens, but is Tuesday really any different than Monday or Wednesday right now? So let's just have some fun with it. Tapman Hoffman.
Not much. This is the worst you've sounded to me. I can barely make out what you're saying. So,
yeah,
this is going to be an adventure.
Well, we'll you know what? How about I drop off and reconnect, talk for a minute?
Well, go for it. I think Tyler just bailed, so yeah, that's fine.
Oh well, and I'll just wait.
But yeah, it is. It is Wednesday, and I've gotten to the point where I never know what day it is. Okay. All right. But it is a Wednesday, a what are the odds Wednesday? No, just kidding. It's a Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, it is a Tuesday. So Fred lied, or maybe I heard him wrong. I don't even know. But it's Tuesday, and we've got a great show for you. Once again, a show from home, doing our best to keep things as normal as possible in this time. So, of course, we're doing our show. We've both got it figured out. At least normally we've got it figured out where we can work from home. But today, well, we're having some...
I think we're good now. I think we're good
now. Oh, you are a lot better. What changed that, Tyler?
I'm not sure. I just coached him through it. Told him to turn himself down.
It's really weird because I have the exact same setting that I had yesterday when everything was fine. And it wasn't. But that's all right. We're good now.
Yeah, this is good.
And I did say it was Tuesday. Sorry you got confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was very confusing. Thank God.
So what has your day been today?
You know, it's funny. I've found now that I've got plenty of work to do, like, you know, management work to do up until about Wednesday. And then it's like, well, I've got all that stuff done for the week. Now what am I doing? And, you know, so today's no different. I'm just trying to get through as much crap as I can. You know, we're changing up some clock around this place. We're changing up some schedules. So I've been working on that. And, yeah, man, trying to keep this thing running as smoothly as I can. What about you?
Well,
you been mapping it up all day?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. I got up early this morning, did all my sports map stuff, went for a nice long run, come back, shower, go sit down, and it's only 8:30. Like, oh no. So basically I spent the rest of my day working with Jerry Bowe to put together this online poker club so we can play poker. And if you're interested in that, there's a story on Sports Map and I'll go over the details at 5, but we're gonna do a little free tournament tonight just to test it, and if it goes well, we're gonna be able to play poker. So Jerry worked really hard on it, and so did I, so it gave me something to do today.
I think I'll be in on that test run with you tonight.
That'll be fun, man. It's you just have to have a PokerStars.net, and before everybody gets on there and starts making fun of me for the Canadian flag, my PokerStars account's based in Canada, so I can play for real when I'm there.
Gotcha.
So, about it, man.
I'm excited for that. If that works, that'd be a pretty cool little event we could do. Besides that, it's kind of business as usual, man. Just all the days, I'm telling you, you can't tell a Tuesday from a weekend. It is a really odd situation going on here.
Yeah, well, that the only way I can tell it's not a weekend is that I know at 4 o'clock I have to be here.
So, right. Yeah, that's the big difference.
It's the only normal thing going on in my life right now. And, of course, everybody's. I mean, and we I guess we found out that they're extending this through the end of April, which I don't think is any surprise. And I'm hearing mid-May is the most realistic time for things to sort of get back to normal.
All right.
We shall see. I mean, I don't know how sane I'll be at that point. Not that I ever was to begin with.
Yeah.
But,
and, you know, the end of April is a long-ass time from now. So a lot could happen between now and then. But, you know, we get these stories of, like, these college kids who decided to ignore the warnings and go to Mexico, and then, like, 28 of them come back with the corona. It's like, dude, no wonder we're not right yet. Nobody can do what they're told.
Yeah, it's – well, even look at all the stuff that we talked about yesterday, like the church and, you know, those idiots in New York. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, you know, we can have an almost normal life if we just do what they tell us.
Yeah.
But everybody has to chip in, and, you know, that's – I don't know if you saw the story. There's some idiot in Italy where, you know, it's basically ground zero there.
I think we're catching
up. Snuck away to go have an affair and came back with it.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Listen, guys, you got to put your side action on hold. There's no room for that right now.
No way, man. So yeah, it's, you know, but I know it's hard for everybody. And even I'm like, you know, maybe I could have a friend or two over, and I'm like, no, you know, let's not even mess with it. Let's just, you know, we can text back and forth and drink. It's all good. So, 713-780-ESPN 502 says, thank you all. This is the one normal thing I can count on during the week. Keep it up. We're going to keep it up. I just hope that this connection works out every time.
Yeah, that's always the mystery.
Yeah, because this thing, I mean, like I there's a setting on the microphone, and I've pretty much locked it in, and it was doing great. And then today, it's like, okay, now I got to redo the whole thing. But
when we first started, it was, I just couldn't hear you all that well. And then when I thought I was going to do it myself, and then you came back, it was like, oh boy, it was the worst. So I'm glad we got whatever the problem was figured out.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, help if I'd get in a couple minutes earlier so we can make sure each day. But
well, that's not really an option, unfortunately.
No.
Because you know the other guys are using it, so we get on right when they get off, and it's we'll probably have issues like that for a little while, especially if we're doing this again for a month. So we'll just make the most of it, Freddie.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, we're just here to try to do a radio show. So one of the things that we're going to do with this poker, if it works, and you know, again, tonight's kind of a dry run, but Jerry's talking about, you know, maybe do a sit and go each night for a few bucks. And then the plan is to have a $50 buy-in on Saturday with as many players as they want to play. So just, you know, to give us something to entertain us here. And, you know, I know I miss online poker like crazy. I was playing for free after we got set up on there. So that tells you how bad it is.
Well, it's not free. Don't you get like the fake chips, the phony baloney chips?
Yeah, like I get a million in chips. So, I mean, you know what that's worth.
You got to do something with those. I think it's like $3 for a million chips.
Yeah, it is. It's like $2.99 for a million chips. But I already had some in there, I guess, from I don't know when. But
Because I wanted to play in that thing we've got going tonight, and the buy-in of the phony chips was $20,000.
Right.
And I apparently had 1,000 phony chips. And then you can collect free chips. Like, I guess every 4 or 5 hours, you can collect some free chips.
Yeah, 15,000.
So, yeah, so I got, now I had 16,000. So I said, well, how do I get to 20? So I played in a little $10,000 six-man sit and go, and I won it, and now I'm good to go.
Gotta love that. Yeah, and I said, we'll go over the details later, basically, if you sign up for the first time, you get $35,000.
Okay.
And
yeah, mine was an old account, I guess.
Yeah, it probably was, because that's, like I said, I had a million in there when I signed on, so I don't know where that came from. But yeah, so you get $35,000. It costs $20,000 to buy in. of the chips, and then, you know, you cash in this, you'll win chips. But we're gonna work something out when we do it for real, where, you know, we're keeping track of the money and all that stuff. But like I said, this is just a test to see how it's gonna go, to see if this is gonna suit our needs, and if it doesn't, we'll find another site. But so far, so good. The only negative is it doesn't work on the mobile app.
Yeah,
you can't do
you
home.
Do have to have you, on, do home you have to be on there. Your laptop.
Yeah, so sorry about that, but we've gone through every possible site and looked at every possible scenario, and this is the best one that we found. So we'll see how it goes. Any sports going on today?
No more than usual. A little football news, as always. We've had some football news trickle in and out every day, which I'm very, very grateful for, but. You know, I've been reading a lot today about John Jones and kind of where he is and what should be done with him. And I was listening to Ariel Helwani, and which I'm going to try to get Ariel on. He's an ESPN guy now, and I feel like, you know, those guys aren't that busy. I'm guessing if I reach out to ESPN, they'll hook me up. But you know, he was talking to Daniel Cormier. And he asked Daniel if the UFC should cut John, and he said no, because he could see, you know, things kind of spiraling out of control even more if they did cut him. So he says they should do what they can to save him, and which is an interesting, you know, thing for him to say. That's his biggest rival. But I'm interested to see how the UFC handles it, when they handle it. Who knows when that'll be. But that whole saga is fascinating to me right now. Ever since we talked about it yesterday and I said, you know what, nobody's talking about it. I was like, I wonder why. And then I've just kind of been, I guess you have to, there are some people talking about it. You just have to dig into MMA Twitter a little bit. But it is an interesting story to me, and it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it.
Well, yeah. And when you brought that up, I was thinking, man, that really did just kind of get swept under the rug. And I mean, that's a story that should be bigger than MMA Twitter right now, because there really isn't a lot of sports to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. That's interesting that Cormier would say that considering their history, but, you know, I kind of feel like, I don't know what would happen with the guy if he wasn't training, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing this while he's still fighting. What the hell would happen to him?
I don't know. So yeah. There's definitely a lot to uncover on that. Obviously, they're in no rush to talk about it, because the one thing about where we are in the news cycle of sports specifically is, if there's anything going on, it's going to be the story. So for the UFC, it's probably in their best interest to not talk about it at all, and let them, you know, let it come out when things are a little busier.
Well, it seemed to me the Khabib stuff got more attention than that. Just the fact that
he
wasn't going to fight.
We have that fight being canceled was bigger.
Yeah. So, well, I have something new I want to do today with the next segment, which we could probably do every segment. But I have your coronavirus dumbass of the day.
All right.
So, which, I mean, half the stories I have on here are dumbass coronavirus stories. But this one, I think, is my favorite so far today. We'll go to Belarus for it. So that's just one of those radio teases. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And it is a Tuesday, and nothing good ever happens on a Tuesday. But we're going to make this poker thing happen, so that'll be good. That'll be fun for the people. Is music playing? I'm sorry.
Music is playing, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's go to break. We come back, we'll take you to Belarus. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713 asks, have y'all done a video happy hour with your buddies yet? Me and my boys are talking about doing it this weekend and just talking crap to one another for an hour. I have not. I've just, you know, said, had a few drinks and exchanged some texts. And we did kind of a Twitter horse racing thing that was sort of like that Saturday. So that was fun. But, you know, we'll, I'm not ready to do that yet. I don't know if it's just.
I haven't gone that far either.
Yeah. I can't tell you where I'll be 2 days from now on that or even a day because time is going so damn slow right now. So we said, do you think it's a good idea for the NFL to be doing the draft on the original date, or should they have delayed it? Teams won't get all the appropriate meetings and workouts like in the past, and those are critical. We talked to Lance about that yesterday. The main thing is the medicals. I mean, they can still FaceTime these guys. They can still interview them. And by now, you should have had most of your research done. I mean, you don't have the pro days, but, you know, is it perfect for them? No, but should they do it? Yeah, because we don't know when this is going to end, and you want to be as far along as possible if you're going to have a season. Plus, it gives us something to talk about. A little selfish there.
Well, I'll say this. I think that them doing it is the right thing to do. I mean, obviously, is it an ideal situation? No. But everybody's clamoring for some sense of quote-unquote normalcy. And then we've got a chance to have some, and it's like, well, maybe they shouldn't have done it. I'm fine with them doing it.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's a good idea because, you know, we need, all of us need something a little bit normal. And, you know, that's pretty much it for the sports world. And a lot of people ask in the name of the poker site, just go to SportsMap, man. There's a whole article on it. Tells you all the details you need to know. So, I promised you Belarus, and now I can't find the damn story. Oh, here we go. I've never been to Belarus, not really on my list, but the president of Belarus has refused to shut down anything. They're still playing their hockey leagues. They're playing soccer. In fact, he went to a hockey game last night, and he says, it's better to die standing than to live on your knees, quoting Emilio Zapata, and said sports is the best antivirus remedy. There are no viruses here, he said of the ice rink after his game. I don't see them. Okay, that's...
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen any either, but...
I mean, I've been looking for them, AJ. You're running around saying, hey, anybody seen these viruses? I haven't seen them either. He says, the world has gone mad from the coronavirus. This psychosis has crippled national economies almost everywhere in the world. Says, people should not only wash their hands with vodka, but also poison the virus with it. It's like, okay, I'm down with that part of it. Said, you should drink the equivalent of 40 to 50 millimeters of rectified spirit daily, but not at work.
Oh, well,
when you come out of the sauna, not only wash your hands, but also your insides with 100 milliliters of vodka.
There you go.
So, Belarus doesn't care.
No.
At least the president doesn't.
Speaking of vodka and washing your hands, I went by Whitmire's today and got a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they make a very, very good hand sanitizer. much better than the one that went viral for saying that they couldn't be a hand sanitizer.
Right.
But that's just my humble opinion. How are the boys doing?
I didn't actually see him today. I looked around for him, and there was a ton of people there, oddly. I mean, I guess people love free stuff. But I was going by I was going to pick that up and purchase some whiskey. And, yeah, I looked around for him afterwards, and I couldn't find him anywhere.
So when you go someplace like a store and there's a whole bunch of people, do you hang back until people leave?
Oh, listen, they had cops there whose job, like, and they had markers on the floor, so you had to keep distance. Like, basically, they had you spread out. So even when it was busy, there was people keeping the 6-foot distance.
That's good. That's good because, yeah, I've gotten, and you know, I don't know, I've gotten paranoid about that. It's like, even if I'm on the running trail, I make sure I, like, if I'll run off on the grass if I have to not get too close to somebody.
Yeah, I haven't had to go that far yet. Like, when I'm running, I just don't stop and make chit chat. I'm just running by people. Hey, you know. But I have also noticed that there are people who will go way, way out of their way to make sure that they don't bump into you.
Well, and that's kind of become me, because it's a pretty small trail as it is, and you're going to be within 2 or 3 feet of somebody if you pass them and you just stay where you are. And plus, it's been really crowded. Everybody's out trying to do the same thing, which gets some exercise, and they're either biking or running. So, yeah, I've been, you know, I'll be the guy that runs off in the grass so that I don't get within 6 feet of you, which may be paranoid, but, you know, I'd rather that than...
safe than sorry.
Yeah, rather that than die from the Rona.
Exactly.
So, which, if it gets me, it gets me. But it ain't going to be because I got too close to somebody.
Won't be a cheap one.
Certainly not going to any hockey or soccer games in Belarus.
Good call.
God. It's just, you know what, though? I know there's a lot of people out there who feel the same way. Now's your chance to move to Belarus.
Yeah.
So.
You really missing sports that much? Get you some.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that the quality of the soccer is very good or the quality of the hockey, but who cares? 315 says, I almost hopped in the car to run to Whitmire's to get hand sanitizer. Then I realized AJ meant vodka. I have plenty
of
that.
They have actual hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's what the thing was today, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have vodka and stuff available, too, but they're giving out a free bottle of hand sanitizer to everybody.
Ah. I actually thought you meant vodka, since it was then I remembered that they were doing that. So.
No, that's real.
Yeah. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, that's at least you have some place to go. And I'm pretty sure Jerry Bowe's got bets for you on the Belarusian soccer.
Oh, probably.
So, I know he's always got something going.
He knows every league. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, I don't either. He'll have bets on, like, every conceivable sport when stuff's going on. And now that there's
a couple people who were, like, the last thing standing was rugby, and there were people, like, placing rugby bets. It's like, dude, I don't even know what country this is being played in. You're not fooling me on that stuff.
I would see him tweet out stuff about, here's my picks, and I had no clue what league, what sport.
You can't tell.
Anything. So, but, you know, at least now, hopefully we'll have something for you. I don't know, talk a little draft here, but the report came out that there's a lot of teams that prefer Justin Herbert to Tua. And I'm wondering if that doesn't go back to what we were talking with Lance about, just Tua's medicals yesterday. I mean, I know you like Herbert.
I like Herbert, but I think I'd rather have Tua. I mean, obviously you're taking a little bit more of a gamble with Tua, but I think the upside is higher as well. So, but I also think it just comes down to who fits your scheme better. And Herbert's not a guy who's going to be mobile. He's sort of a Matthew Stafford clone or a Carson Palmer clone. Like, he's a big arm. He's not very mobile in the pocket. And, you know, with Tua, you've got somebody who can be more of a – I don't know if I would call him a dual threat quarterback, but he's at least a mobile quarterback. And, you know, there's some teams who their scheme requires you to be that. And there's some that don't. And if your scheme doesn't require a guy to move around, then you would be more interested in Herbert, just because you're mitigating some of the risks that you would take with Tua. But if you have a team that needs a guy who can move around, I mean, you're probably not looking at Herbert in that case, and then you have to make the decision, is the risk too great on Tua or not?
Well, you just sounded like you described what Bill O'Brien wants in a quarterback, so I guess we know what he's going to trade Deshaun Watson for.
Well, a guy that can't move around?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's his favorite. That's his preference.
Say Herbert's a sexier Tom Savage.
Yeah, a much sexier Tom Savage, yes.
713-780-ESPN. I think I heard Tyler say music, so.
There is music.
Awesome. We will take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. As A.J. broadcasts from his house, and I pace back and forth here, I tried to do my runkeeper thing again just to see how much I would actually, how far I would get from pacing. And the GPS clearly doesn't work because it had me averaging like 4 minutes per kilometer after 20 minutes. I'm like, I can't do that if I'm running as fast as I can. So I wound up punting on it. I wanted to do an over-under on how far I actually walked. But oh, well. Do you,
we'll just assume it's like 20 miles.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way because it already had me. It's like, come on, man. This is probably, if I were to guess, I'm probably going to walk about 3.5 miles tops. But
yeah,
you know, it's hard to tell because you're just going.
Even
back
that
and
seems
forth.
Like a lot. Just I mean, walking in circles.
It does, but I mean, yeah, I can walk that far in a lot less than 3 hours. So, but it is different because you're just turning around and going back and forth. Did you see there was a pretty in-depth interview with Sean Payton today in USA Today. I don't know if you saw it. I found it interesting that he drew up some plays and stuff on Twitter. Was just having some fun. He's fine now.
I did see that.
He's over it. But I think my favorite part, they asked him how he got it. And he said, well, I was at Mardi Gras. After that, I was in New York City for a week, then down to Florida for 3 full days, and then back to New Orleans. I have no idea. Not to mention Oaklawn Park, where that's where he found out he had it. I think Sean Payton spread the whole thing.
You think he's patient zero?
I think so. Well,
you think he ate Mardi Gras ate the head off a bat?
Well, he probably got it from, you know, somebody else, but then he's in New York is one of the worst places. Florida's getting really bad. Louisiana is so bad that Texas had to shut the border. You know, but I think Mardi Gras is going to turn out to be a real problem in terms of having started this thing because people didn't really know at that point. And you put that many people in one place and there's boobs, bad things can happen. So, but yeah, man. But yeah, he's in. But not only is he there, he's in New York. So yeah, it's, you know, probably pretty hard to pin down where you actually got it. And this thing's so weird because, like, in his case, it wasn't really that bad. In most cases, it's not really that bad. But then there's some people that it's just devastating to. It's almost, you know, it's almost like it's not the same disease. You know, and it's not just young people. I mean, there's some pretty, you know, sometimes older people, like Sean Payton's not that young, no problems. But then there's others that it's fatal for, and it's just one of those things, incredibly weird. But and I think that's why they don't know that much about the whole thing. 281 says, I'm a sexier Tom Savage, and I'm a plumber.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah. and so it's three good things from the Rona. Beer every night, less being around too many people, the Blitz to help me get through the day. There's some positives to all this. It's that's what I'm trying to do is find positives. Like, I don't have a lot, but we're still here.
Yeah, there it could be worse.
And a couple, somebody wanted to know what you thought of 1917. I know you talked about it last week, and you know I thought it was good, not great.
That's where I was at. I thought it was a good movie. I just thought it was so hyped up to me, like it was, you know, a potential Best Picture winner, that I was expecting greatness, and I didn't get greatness. I got a good movie.
Yeah, I don't think it was best movie of the year last year.
No.
Like, I still think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was probably the one that I like best. But I still have not seen Parasite because it's South Korean. American movie should win. I don't like that they gave that to a foreigner. And you know what they did? They sent the Rona over here.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I've seen everything but Parasite, I think.
Well, I thought, like I said, I thought it was good. I just wasn't going crazy about it. I watched Midway the other night. And,
yeah.
I actually let my kids watch that one, too, because it's PG-13. And it was pretty decent. I mean, it's kind of a cool, different story.
Yeah, I like that one more. And I love the original Midway movie, and I thought this one was better. The effects were certainly better. But and when I was a kid, I read so much history about World War II, and it really, based on everything that I've read, it was pretty accurate as to what happened. And in the first movie, they had this love interest and all this other weird stuff just because it was Hollywood. And they didn't really do that. They kept it pretty pretty straightforward. So, you know, I liked it a lot. I liked it. I'll say this. I liked it more than I did 1917. How's that?
I think I did, too. It might have been – I mean, 1917 may have been a better film, like if you're a film nerd. But just as a better watch, I'd probably take Midway, too.
Yeah, and your kids can watch it. And I think it's important to – because that generation is almost gone now. And,
yeah.
You know, there was some incredible bravery in the face of a true evil. And I think we need to remember those guys.
So it was also a chance for me to tell my kids about my grandfather who fought in the South Pacific. And they thought that was the coolest thing ever, that he was one of the dudes that was there fighting. So that part was kind of cool, too.
And I had an uncle who was at Pearl Harbor, and, you know, there were a few of my grandfather's brothers all fought, and it was just – and I think that's why I was always so interested, because they would tell stories. And so I was always kind of a wing nut when it came to World War II stuff, and I read everything I could possibly read. And so, you know, I just admire that generation, and I think it's important. That's really cool that your kids watch it, because I think it's important that they know. I mean,
yep.
Because those guys are, I think, was the guy at the Super Bowl is 100 years old, who's I think one of the Tuskegee Airmen, and you realize, holy bleep, these guys are all late 90s now, and that doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you, I have a quick salary cap update for you.
Okay.
Did you see how much the Chiefs have in salary cap room?
I did. The Chiefs have enough for a pretty nice first date.
Yeah. Well,
not a super nice first date, but a pretty nice first date.
Yeah, it depends on where you take them. Of course, right now, that would probably be a really good first date because you can't take them anywhere.
Yeah.
So, For the Win did a list of things that they can't afford with their cap space, which, if you haven't seen it, $177.
Yes.
So here's a few things that they can't afford. Football signed by Patrick Mahomes, which goes for $650. An authentic Chiefs helmet, which goes for $250. Basically a Chiefs Super Bowl trophy type thing, which costs $200. You can't get a set of Chiefs bobbleheads for that. That's $550. And you can't even take a round trip from Kansas City to Miami.
Jeez. Well, yeah. They listen, you talk about, I mean, that's kind of what you want your team to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You want your team to spin right up against it. I'd rather have my team be 32nd in cap space than have the most.
Well, one team's got $177 and a Super Bowl trophy, and another one is like $34 million and seems to be trading away everybody.
Yeah, what you don't want is you don't want your team to be right up against the cap and non-competitive.
Yeah,
I would say that I think I was looking at the list earlier today, and I think in the bottom 10, the Falcons were the only one that didn't make the playoffs. You don't want to be the Falcons. You don't want to be, you know, not a playoff team and still have not much cap space. Though the Falcons, I think we all agree, have enough talent on their team that it wouldn't shock anybody if they turned around and made it this year. But yeah, that's if you're spending money and you're competitive, dude, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, the Falcons were such a weird team last year. I mean, early on they were a nightmare. I mean, you saw what the Texans did to them, but then you know they started figuring it out late in the season. They were kind of becoming the team that we thought they were supposed to be. I still think there's enough talent there for them to make the playoffs, but yeah, that's a weird one. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it's a Tuesday. We'll try some calls. We'll see how it goes. 832 asks, how are they going to sign draft picks, or is that money already taken out or set aside? I don't know that it is, but they've still got some moves they can make. I mean, Sammy Watkins.
They'll have to cut some guys. It's just there will probably be some players who will restructure.
Yeah, and that's the easiest way is you get some of your big money guys to restructure their contracts and you clear up some space that way. You give them a little more guaranteed money and spread it out. But, I mean, there's been rumors all along that they were going to whack Sammy Watkins at some point, and he's still there. So,
and somebody will pick him up because somehow that dude always convinces teams that he's good.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, man, that no matter, you know, if he's out there, somebody's, oh, this Sammy Watkins, he's great.
He'll meet that potential.
Yeah, he ain't going to be better than he was with Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball.
Right.
I think I have the hero we need in these times, AJ. Isn't it your brother-in-law that like has been doing social distancing in Alaska forever?
Yeah.
Well, I have a guy for you in Colorado. And basically, this guy considers himself both the mayor and chief of police. He lives at a 12,000 feet in isolation in northern Colorado by himself. And all he does is keep track of the weather. It's basically his job.
Okay.
So
is it his job or is it his hobby?
A little of both. He tracks the weather for a number of groups, including the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. So, you know, avalanche warnings and stuff like that. He started measuring snow levels in the 70s, mostly because he was bored. So he basically took the job because he was bored. He says, everything depends on the weather. And he skied through snow going sideways and swirling to talk on the phone from the laboratory. Said it controlled what I did, and so I would write it all down. He'd also just write down when he saw an animal. So, like, his highlight would be when a new bird would show up. And, said, with the birds, especially the ones that arrive in the spring, it was exciting. It was like, oh, my goodness, it's sunrise and I can hear robins. So he actually, some of those things have had real value. And they did a documentary on him, basically, because a lot of his records have helped with climate change and understanding that. So his advice to us is track what you can. Said, I would definitely recommend people doing that. Get a little rain gauge, put it outside, and you're part of a network where there's thousands of other people doing the same thing as you, the same time of day. It's very interesting.
Sorry, is that what you're going to start doing?
No, I don't think a rain gauge works for me. Maybe there have been some pretty cool looking birds around here lately. There's a couple of blue jays and a cardinal, and not the baseball ones.
Okay,
Maybe I'll track those.
You can be a bird watcher. Just sit up on that little patio of yours and stare out at the distance all day and take pictures and start a website, Fred.
I've already got a website. I don't need another one. That one keeps me busy enough. But yeah, I mean, maybe that'll have to be a sports map article. Birds in my neighborhood. Boy, I can't wait to see the thousands of page views that would get. Or the dozens. Or the one.
I think dozens is probably.
Yeah, that's the real challenge right now is going to be to keep coming up with stuff for sports map. I mean, we'll be fine this month because of the draft. But once we get into May, it's going to be like, eh. I also realized today that, and I haven't seen anything on the World Series of Poker yet, whether they might, well, they'll probably have to cancel it or at least move
almost
it back
certainly.
Too. But there's definitely no chance of that circuit event in New Orleans happening.
No.
So, oh, well, I won't need that time off after all, AJ.
All right. Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people not using up all their vacation.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, really, right now, there's no reason to because, I mean, what the hell else are you going to do?
Right.
And, you know, by the time we get to summer, we may not be able to travel. And, you know, that's probably going to shut down my Saskatchewan trip this year. So, hell, I'll just work all year. I don't care. I don't care. It's fun. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, by the way, one other thing the Chiefs couldn't afford. They couldn't afford to pay a 2-week salary at Joe Exotic Zoo.
It's true.
I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted out a picture that my brother found of my dad with a lion. And it's a real photo from when he was working at the Galveston News. And I guess somebody, one of these big cat people, they were doing a story on him, so they brought a lion to the newsroom. And so it's on my Twitter, but it's a picture of him. Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember that photo, so it was kind of cool that he sent it to me. But yeah, and all I know is I want that jacket that my dad had. I mean, that was about as 70s as it gets. So yeah, that's a... That was the other part of my day, was digging up old photos and stuff. So, any date night advice?
She's got some up. She found some up in the attic. She's replacing, you know, that thing. Like, I've always wondered why they have them, but like on houses, there's random circles that are like vented circles, like wood slats.
Yeah.
My stupid kid throwing his baseball up in the air hit the wood and broke a piece out, so the whole thing has to be replaced. And she's been up there doing that, and it's a giant pain in the ass. But she found a bunch of my old pictures, so I'll probably get digging into those at some point myself.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I never do these Twitter things where they say, you know, here's a challenge for you, but I even did somebody tweeted the, if you're a horse racing person, you know, share a picture thing. And I'm like, that's not me after I did it. I'm like, what the hell? This is driving me crazy. But Philip asks, any date night advice for my wife and I during this? You know, I mean, I'm the wrong guy to ask these kind of things because, you know, we know my track record. I would just think, you know, try to make it like you're, you know, like have a nice dinner with candles and stuff and watch a movie together or something like that and try to make it like you're actually having a date somewhere as opposed to, you know, just make it different somehow. I don't have any great advice for that, but
maybe lay down the back seat of your car. Order takeout and then set up like a picnic or something in the back seat of your car, and then maybe after the food's gone, you know, make with the love.
That could work. So, somebody asking how's the short story money coming along? A little over $1,000 so far that we've raised, and you know, you could still do that. Just hit me up on email. At fowler975@gmail.com. And if you can't afford to donate anything, don't worry about it. I'll send you the story for free. I'm also thinking I might finish off the sequel to Jesus and give people access to that before it's published because I got time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really about one binge writing away from finishing the thing. So if you want to know what the next step of the story is, I think I'll make that available if people are interested. Probably have to be a little more than $10, though, because it's going to kill me when the thing actually comes out and you've already read it. So,
you want a little update on John Jones? We were talking about him earlier.
Yeah.
We've had some news come down in the last 10 minutes. John Jones pled guilty to DWI today, struck a deal with prosecutors, agreed to 1 year supervised probation. As part of the deal, he will serve 96 hours in a community custody program, which is a form of incarceration, but not in a traditional jail cell, similar to a house arrest. He's going to wear an ankle monitor, which allows authorities to make sure he doesn't leave his residence unless he has permission. He'll be ordered to, which, by the way, the best time to be on house arrest right now.
Yeah.
officials say he'll be ordered to complete a minimum of 90-day outpatient treatment, maximum fines and fees, community service, and all other requirements of reporting to probation. He's going to be able to do his outpatient program via video conferencing. As for the community service, he must complete 48 total hours. He must also install an ignition interlock device in any vehicle he operates, which requires him to complete a breathalyzer before the car will start. And it says that Mr. Jones has been made aware that if he fails to do this, the state will seek to impose the balance of any jail time without regard for exceptional circumstances. They will allow him to use marijuana during his probation as long as he has a valid medical card. New Mexico is a medical state. As for the other charges, the negligent use of a deadly weapon in open containers, they will be dropped in exchange for a guilty plea on the DWI. So if you're getting your weapons charges dropped, I would say that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems a little light to me considering this isn't his first offense. But, oh well, I mean, good for him. All right, let's go to break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.